Hello and welcome to Reflections. I'm your girl Nadine Edwards. Thank you for joining. I hope as you listen today, you'll be uplifted, inspired, motivated in your continued pursuit of becoming a better version of yourself. If you have not already done so, I invite you to go ahead and hit that subscribe button. If you like my content, feel free to like, comment, and also share with your friends and family. So today's reflection is going to take a slightly different turn in that I will reflect with you on a 5-day devotional that I recently read entitled How to Be a Finisher. I found this devotional rather uplifting and encouraging to me, and I hope as I summarize this 5-day devotional, it will also be an encouragement to you like I always wish at the beginning of my podcast, right? So the writer defined a finisher in the simplest term as a finisher is someone who finishes what they start. We all understand that quitting can be the easier path, but finishing takes guts, grits, and a whole lot of grace. Finishers have 5 things in common: a plan, a vision, passion, purpose, and perseverance. Before I summarize what these 4 points were about, let me just get this point in. Progress is not always linear, and slow progress is still progress. The first and best reason to become a finisher is to follow in the footsteps of Jesus. He became the ultimate finisher when he conquered death and the grave on the cross. At the end of our lives, we want to say, "I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith," as spoken of by Paul in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7. Secondly, when others watch how we handle the obstacles life throw at us, the unexpected job loss, a diagnosis we weren't prepared for, or a divorce we didn't plan on, our lives become a living testimony of what God can do. We all have God-given assignments to complete on this earth while we are here. We do not have to accept the job. We can say no or ignore it. But there's an entirely new level of authority, blessing, and favor whenever we decide to be obedient and take each new step the Holy Spirit shows us. Now, let's talk about the plan that finishers have. Before the beginning of the world, God had a plan, right? His plan included assignments for every person ever created. So he invites us, beckons us to become co-creators with him. What a blessing. So taking a page from the creator of the universe is a great idea to become a finisher. But we also need a plan. So the first step in creating your plan is to understand the assignment. This means putting into practice seeking God first by spending time with him, the creator. He has the plan. Our job is to listen and understand. The deeper our relationships with God become, the better we get at listening to his voice. It says in his word that his sheep know his voice. This comes from being intentional about spending time with him. Some people hear from God in silence, and others through worship or journaling. There's no wrong way to hear from God. We have to make space in our lives with no other distractions to listen to what God gives us. The second step is to have a vision. Make it plain on tablets. That's found in Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 2. Which means, no matter how mundane or crazy it may seem, write it down. Write down what God gave you. This helps you to remember what God said and shows you how much progress you make over time. God's plan for each of us is unique and one of a kind. Leaning in to embrace what he has called us to do this season prepares us for whatever may come next. Then the third point is finishers have a passion. Our passions begin to align with his. So when we seek God's kingdom and his righteousness first, our passions begin to align with his. The things God cares about start to be the things we care about. What breaks his heart soon begins to break ours. That makes sense, right? God chose a calling just for you. He chose a calling just for me. It may have something to do with those hard things we experienced in our pasts or are walking through right now. The hurt suffered as a child, the loss of a loved one, an addiction battled and overcome. Often, God brings us through difficult seasons so we can show others the way out. Many of us listening can relate, because I can relate. When we experience the joy of chains breaking, mountains being moved, and giants falling, we can't help but get excited about sharing it with others. We become passionate about helping to bring healing and help to those in situations we recognize because of our own experiences. We will choose the world's desires and pleasures when left to our own devices. As Christ followers, though, we begin to crucify those desires like Galatians 5:24 encourage us to do. When we seek God first and love him most, it's like an explosive chemical reaction when our passion aligns with God's passion. Then the next point is, have a purpose. No matter your circumstances today, you have a purpose. Let me say that again. No matter your circumstances today, you have a purpose. You have a purpose. Despite what is happening all around you, God still has plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. If you're in a situation that you don't want to be in, if life just took a turn for the worse, or if you're on your last legs, God still has a purpose, my friend. I feel like I'm owning this devotional, right? Our purpose extends beyond us. If you can accomplish your purpose by yourself, you may need to go back to the drawing board or prayer closet and spend time with God. You see, our purpose is to connect with other people. God's math is never deletion or mere addition. It is the multiplication of our biggest imaginings. I'm impressed to read that again. God's math is never deletion or mere addition. It is the multiplication of our biggest imaginings. He has a purpose for us that is larger and more extravagant than we know. Purpose takes faith. To fully walk out our purpose, we must trust that God knows what he's doing. We may not feel qualified to do what he has asked, but that is okay. We can't do our purpose alone anyways. We may not have the education or experience necessary, but just like Moses, who argued with God that he was unqualified to lead the Israelites out of Egypt, the great I Am is with us and for us. Taking each new step in obedience, even if we don't understand or can't see how this will work out, is how we walk in purpose. It's how we walk in purpose. God's viewpoint is higher than ours. He sees the old picture. He is constantly working to bring everything we need for our purpose into our lives at just the right time. All the divine appointments, connections, and finances we lack, he will provide it if it is necessary for our purpose. He promises to work all things for our good. He won't leave us hanging. Our job is to listen, then trust him enough to do whatever he asks in faith. His job is all the rest. And then my final point is perseverance. In pursuing kingdom assignments, there will come a time when we probably want to throw up our hands and yell, I quit. There may be an impossible situation, an immovable mountain, or an obstacle we don't know how to overcome. That is where perseverance comes in, my friend. That is where perseverance comes in. If we are used to quitting when life gets tough, developing our perseverance muscles will be a real workout. Just like we exercise our bodies to stay in shape, we have to work on our persistence and grit to stay the course when we want to throw in the towel. Perseverance means that we keep working on our kingdom assignment, even if it's hard. Perseverance takes grit. Did you know that a pearl starts as a piece of sand or another irritant? It gets caught into a mollusk. And to protect itself from the irritation, the mollusk secretes a substance that builds layers over it, eventually creating a pearl. An irritant creates an object of great value. The same happens when we pursue our purpose with passion and perseverance. We run into roadblocks, but we become a little more formidable when we persevere. God uses the hard times as irritants to soften our rough edges and to create something of great value in us. I say amen to that. God's word encourages us to rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. What we survive becomes our new benchmark. Pushing through with perseverance means we let God do the work in us that will ultimately polish us like a pearl for our kingdom assignment. Persevering in our calling can turn us into true finishers. Before I go, I want to leave a few things for consideration. What is the assignment God has given you for this season? Are you doing it? If not, why? If you're unsure of your assignment, take it to the Lord in prayer. Ask Him for the wisdom and the next steps to do whatever He asks of you. Remember to write down whatever you hear the Lord say. Grab a journal, make a vision board, or write on sticky notes. The method is not as important as writing it down. And just to make this last point found in Philippians 1 verse 6, which contains a finisher's promise. It says, and I quote, "And I am sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ." If God won't quit until he's finished with us, shouldn't we do the same for him? Today is the perfect day to start listening to God's plan. Then write it down. Write what you hear as an act of faith. So to summarize, today we talk about how to be a finisher. We understand that a finisher is someone who finishes what they start. And there are five common things among all finishers. One is a plan, a vision, passion, purpose, perseverance. And we understand that Christ is our example of a finisher because he finished the work of the gospel when he came to live and die and was resurrected again. He was a finisher of what he came to do. So my last thought from this devotional is that speak God's word over your circumstances and remember that whatever he has called you to do cannot be undone by man's plans or the enemy. It can only be left undone by you. Choose to press into the Lord and press onward into your purpose with perseverance. God bless you. Thank you for listening to today's reflection. Join me again next week for another episode. Until then, stay blessed.